I think one thing I was trying to get at is when I went in there and I chatted just for a few minutes with the groomers that were there, years and years of experience came out of them. So you must have some pretty well-trained groomers there.
Yeah, I've got two groomers that have been grooming for over 20 years. I've been grooming for over 20 years myself. The other groomers that are there right now, I don't have a groomer that has been grooming for less than 4 years right now.
And to the listening audience, if they're thinking about taking their dog in, I know there's schools to take dogs to, and I'm sure that has a nice low-budget opportunity for people. But maybe for the person that's wanting to, give some of the benefits associated with going to a more seasoned or experienced groomer related to the winter topic that we're talking about or just in general.
Sure, absolutely, Rick, and you're correct. The benefits, a lot of them I've already talked about, where our groomers and other professional groomers around in the area, they do take a look at your dog, and they are actually partnering with the pet owner. This goes for cats as well, but they partner with the pet owner as far as the health of your pet. The icing on the cake is the appearance of the dog. But actually, what you're looking at is you're looking at a healthy pet that's going to be with you for a long time. We have a passion for it. Everybody at the kennel, in the boarding area and in the grooming area, just has a passion. We all have dogs. We all love dogs. We have cats. We love cats. Basically, those are the two animals that we deal with.
And one thing that I noticed, there was a dog walking out the door when I was there, and it really had one of those sharp, different poodle cuts that really I hadn't seen one groomed like that anywhere. So you must have to work regularly with your clients. The one thing I always notice when I have a poodle, and the thing I notice when he gets done grooming, it's a different dog. It has a different attitude. And I was thinking that for winter grooming, it might be one of those psychological things where it just helps to get the dog in there and actually have him groomed on a regular cadence, because dogs are all about timing. So have you noticed difference in personalities on those dogs as they walk out that door?
Especially poodles. Poodles are one of the dogs, one of the breeds that, we have mirrors. When you were in the groom room, you saw, the walls are covered with mirrors. Poodles will actually stand there and look at themselves.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
My poodle has a much more upfront, personable attitude when it gets groomed than when it doesn't. And I think that alone, and I imagine maybe some other dogs are a little more reserved in their feelings, but they probably have that same kind of positive energy. If they go in there on a regular cadence and get groomed, they're getting that positive reinforcement that they were looking for. Plus, if a dog's a little anxious about getting grooming, getting them out of that cadence probably isn't a good thing either, is it?
No. Just like you when you – well, not you, Rick, but – and not you, Tony.
Yeah, Tony. Okay.
Got
you there.
I know when I go to the barbershop and get my hair done, I come out of the barbershop feeling invigorated. Basically, from the hands-on contact with a human being, the dog is going to feel very relaxed, very invigorated, actually, coming out. With the bath, it's kind of like a whole new thing. They feel different. Mom sees them, and they go, oh, my God, you look adorable and everything. And so then they're feeling that instant gratification,
And it gets back to that original point you were making, if they smell – if they aren't approachable, then the first thing that happens, whether it, you don't know it subconsciously, but you're not sending all that positive energy to that dog that you would normally do if you're getting it groomed and whatnot. And that's what it's all about. It's just about
Absolutely.
Loving those little guys.
Absolutely. And that's part of the communication that goes on between us and our pets that we really don't think about and aren't necessarily aware of.
Right, but, right. And I there's probably somebody listening right now that's got their poodle sitting right on their lap as we're talking about this. Okay, now look at that poodle, or look at your dog, look at your little chihuahua. He's definitely trying to send some energy.
So, sure, sure. So.
Tom, one of the biggest things I've got out of this conversation is it's really important where you take your pet. If you're trying to save a little bit of money and you go someplace, you don't know what you're going to be getting. But I get a sense if someone's been working for you in dog grooming for 20 years or more that they really love what they do.
Absolutely. It does make a difference where you go. And The schools that are local, the school that is local, many of our groomers actually graduated from that school, Michigan School of Canine Cosmetology. They produce some absolutely great groomers there, and they teach the proper techniques, and most of all, they teach breed recognition. Breed recognition when dealing with the dog and their coats and their temperament is very, very important for a groomer to understand and know. You can't just pick up a scissors and a clipper and go to work and call yourself a groomer. Actually, you can, and unfortunately, that's the case. But when you find a good professional groomer and professionally trained groomer, stick with that groomer because they're going to know your dog day in and day out. You know, when you bring the dog in, they get familiar with it, and your dog gets familiar with them.
Well, you bring up another point that's something I just learned with our Shih Tzu. When I give her baths, I get the thought that she doesn't really care for it because she whines a little bit and whatnot. But once we get her out of there, Rick, and we dry her off and brush her and all that, she just stands there like she's going to Westminster. So I get a sense maybe she doesn't like getting wet, but I think she likes the rubbing and shampooing and drying off and all
that. Sure, there's a certain amount of massaging that goes on with the shampooing and the brushing. So
we've been talking with Tom Ativier, who's the owner of Wagon Tails Pet Resort. Tom, thanks so much. If folks want to get more information about what you do, give me a phone number and a web address.
Well, thank you, Tony and Rick. Thanks. It is an honor to be here, and you guys have a great show, and Rick, you do a fantastic job.
Well, thanks a lot, Tom. Appreciate it.
Our website is www.wagontailspetresort@comcast.net, and wagon, when you spell that out, is W-A-G-N, so there's no apostrophe or anything, so it's W-A-G-N, petresort@comcast.net. Our phone number is 517-482-7799.
I'm Tony Connolly, sitting in for Lee Cohen. Rick Pruse is here. You're listening to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 AM WILS. Coming up next is weather and news. And Rick, I don't like spiders and snakes like the song, but I guess you're going to enlighten me here.
We're going to enlighten you a little bit. We're going to have some fun. We're going to make what hairs you do have stand up on end.
We'll be right back.